Okay. Now, if you're base, yipaneh b'tznius b'layla k'mo b'yom, you should relieve yourself in a tznua, dignified way in the night, as you would during the day, which is consistent with everything we said before. We're talking about dignity being something objective. So he speaks out here in Chav Beis, Sifkan Chav Beis, Ratzon Lomar, he means shlo yigale atzmo yosem b'yom. He means don't expose yourself any more than you would during the day. In other words, you can't now be all of a sudden the halachas we saw above about not covering yourself too, uncovering yourself too early or too much. That is what we're talking about. Don't uncover yourself till you sit down, kahai gavn, etc. Ki lefanav yizborach hasheicha ka'ora. As far as Hashem's concerned and your relationship with Him, light and dark is the same thing, so you have to be dignified regardless of whether or not you can see yourself or He can see you. Hashem is there. But what He is coming to address is aval ein sarach lehisrachek. We had said, maybe you lost the flow in a little bit, but in halacha in Sif Ches, we had said, if you are going to the bathroom, so you have to distance yourself to, in a public, in the field, you have to be far away, people can't see you. So that din wouldn't apply here, because that's a din of human beings seeing you. So although the din is, normally you have to distance yourself so people can't see you, if you're going to an open place, in the nighttime you don't have to be worried about that anymore, because as far as people are concerned, they don't see you, and that's not the undignified issue. That's what he's saying here. Of l'ein sarach l'israchek, you don't have to distance yourself as much. Sham Adam, if there's no one there, you can just go to the bathroom right on this side of the road there. As you can imagine, we talked about shoes earlier on. Barak Yizar Shlo Yeb B'makam Hiluch B'nei Adam, should be where people normally walk there. Kadei Shlo Yitanfu B'nei Adam Al Yado, you shouldn't filthy people, like you don't go on the road where people are going to walk, but it'll be on the sides or somewhere. That's okay. Avu Im Yesham Adam, if there's someone there, Afilu Nachri, someone present, even a non-Jew, Asali panos b'fanav, you can't go to the bathroom in front of them, period. Fine. That's, now, all that is talking about is a bowel movement. Bowel movement, it's undignified in front of somebody, end of story. V'chol zeh lipanos, that's talking, all this about distance yourself, etc., is, and being private, is all talking about bowel movements. Ava lahashtin, when it comes to urinating, mutar, you're allowed to urinate, efilu b'yom, even daytime, b'fnei rabim, even in front of lots of people, in sarach lakach, if you have no choice, you can just stop your car on the side of the road, traffic's winding by, you do it as best you could, protect yourself, and the rest, people see, too bad. Shein lo makom, if you have no place to go, that's where you go, but feel it b'fnei isha, even in front of a woman, that's okay. Mishum de'ika sakanta, because there's a risk, a danger, not doing that, im ya'amud atzmo, if you hold yourself back from going to the bathroom, period. That's a separate thing, based on the Gemara in Bechoros, and then Dalton and Base, the pasuk that says, lo yebacha akar v'akar b'vemtecha, you will not have, it sounds like a promise that you will not have amongst you an akar, like a sterile man, akara, a sterile woman, and it says b'vimtecha, also by your animals. So the Gemara darshans, that means how you ensure that you don't have an akara, yet you yourself aren't sterile, by acting, like what Rashi says, osa atzmacha k'behema, you make yourself like an animal and urinate in public if need be. So what's going on here? The issue is that's in there in Memdad and Bechoros. It says holding urine back is a sakana. It can endanger your ability to reproduce. I don't know the proper physiology of why that would be the case. However, I can tell you, I don't doubt it, I'm just saying I can't tell you, but I can, this much I can tell you, that men, a high percentage of men, a significant percentage of men already from 50s on have prostate problems. It's very, like 25% of men, it's very, very prominent. And my grandfather told me, the same grandfather, the grandfather told me that his doctor told him that the way you can prevent, one way to prevent yourself from having prostate problems is to make sure that you void your bladder fully when you go to the bathroom. Exactly why not, I don't know, but with prostate problems certainly would come infertility. So anyways, the din is, Chazal told you, make sure you don't hold it back. If you need to urinate, you should urinate. Otherwise, you have a problem of potentially making yourself infertile, and that would be already a doraisa problem. Okay, so that's... The din is, you should obviously, everything still applies, be private. But if you can't, if you have to go, you should not. We'll see in a second, there's a separate din about Kavod HaBrias. Because he knows the din. That is the din. What do you want? The guy has to go. You gotta go. That is the din.
This is the din.
You have no choice in the matter. But that...
You can't hold it in.
You don't have to like it, but that's the din, right? You got to do it. Listen, you got to do. Remember, we said. Remember, we saw in the first halacha, You can't be afraid of the maligim. If he'll make fun of you, what are you going to do? This is a Avodas Hashem. If you got to go, you got to go. If you got to go, I'm not saying...
Make sure the trees are around.
If it's ever happened to you when you got to go and you have no choice, then there's no choice. I mean... Okay, so and I'm just, we'll take it. You baited me. I'm going to bite. So the proper... This happens when you're in the car, usually. That's when it's going to happen, normally. Like, otherwise, the wind... In this day and age, not a problem. That day and age was a big problem because bathrooms are hard to come by. Here, every grocery store and every restaurant and every house has a bathroom, and you can knock on someone's door and use the toilet. It's not a big deal. But sometimes, on the road, you have a problem. The din would be stop the car on your hike or your bike trip or your car drive and urinate on the side of the road. That's a din. Cover yourself as much as you could, but if you can't, you can't. And he said, even in front of a rabbi, in front of an isha, that's the way it's got to be. It's the way it's got to be. You may have a second eitzah. I know someone who does this. Listen, don't hate me because I associate with strange people. I know someone who does this, who keeps a bottle in his, like a Coke bottle in his car. And then if he's in an emergency and like in New York traffic, he'll be stuck in like bumper to bumper traffic, then he'll urinate inside the bottle. Okay?
Then he pours it out.
Sorry?
The same
See? That's the other, there you go. So that's the choice. You're on the road, that's what you gotta do. So whatever it takes, the point is you can't hold it in, do what you gotta do, and that's the din. Okay. Listen, real life. Move. Yeah, that's the din. What are you gonna do? You can't hold it in. Alright, moving on. Vaisha. Now as far as women go,
there
is that.
You
gotta, that's right. Exactly. Darshan. What's the in the very beginning of Brachas, first parak, when you should daven for it should be nearby, and one of the last Amora said that you should have toilet nearby, and that was the best of all of them. Exactly right. Yeah. Well, nowadays we're not aware of it. Like in those days, they're talking about you're having a bowel movement. Well, you have a big problem. If there's no toilet nearby, you got a big problem on your hands. Like I said, now it's different. But in those days, that's what we saw before. That Zerita's in the Kiyas is to make sure you have a bowel movement every morning, every night. This doesn't happen to you. Okay, fine. As far as women goes, V'isha, women, lo tamud lahashtin, women should not, I don't think it means to stand up here. I think it means she shouldn't stop in a public place. I believe that's what it means here. To urinate. Afilu neged panav sheltinok, in front of anybody, even a child. That is inappropriate. Even if she's going to cover herself up, it's like urinating in front of people is not right for her. Mishum de'ika chatzifusa. It's like chutzpah. That's the word chutzpah there, right? It's not good for her midos.
Does that mean nowadays, like a woman being sitting on the toilet and a child walking in, or it doesn't apply nowadays?
Well, we said already, if the child hasn't got das, which they can't speak, then already it's being mutter. If she then you can do it. Yeah, then we said it's mutter.
What age did you say that was?
When it starts to speak. I'm saying a woman shouldn't urinate in front of people. Shouldn't urinate in front of people, even a child.
What about if it's a sakana? So what happens to the sakana in her case?
Well, I don't think sakana would be in her case.
Because is worse than sakana?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't think. Hey, I don't think a woman has the gemara there is darshan about a man. I don't think a woman has the sakana problem. Okay. Holding back urine is again; it doesn't affect her reproductive abilities.
Uh-huh. That was the point.
So she doesn't have that problem. It seems to say. It seems like urinating in front. Yes, but it's not. It's just simply chatzifus to like urinate in front of people, even a child's not nice. But off to the side, shein mishtanas mamash neged panav. If she just like goes off to the side a little bit, less than by, that's okay. So it's like it's urinating right in front of someone. By a man, you got to do what you got to do. And if it means everyone's looking in the parade, you got to go there, then and there. But by a woman, not right in front of everyone, she should be off to the side. But you know, people know better, just not right in front of her. Okay, what can you do? That's a din. All right. Seder, very good.